Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, my name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I can't believe we're already in August, and next month we're moving into a magical time, September. So I don't forget, let me go ahead. I'm changing the day because of a class I'm going to be doing on Monday. So the new time is going to be at 12 noon on September 6th. And I'm going to see how that flows with a lunch hour time. A lot of times people work, and so, of course, depending upon where you live. And so I thought this would be kind of a fun experience. So if you're new to the show, I want to say thank you for being here and welcome. The show comprises of a meditation and channeled message. And then I kind of always enjoy doing some announcements and some upcoming events and classes that I have. And then with the amount of time that is allotted, I do angel messages. You're always welcome to get a guaranteed reading by doing a donation prior to the show or during the show. And you do that by going to the website angelroselove.wix.com/love. So that's angelroselove.wix.com/love. And that will help to get you to a guaranteed donation-based reading. Okay, so let me go ahead and I posted on the chat box for those that are on chat and want to be able to get that information as well. So let's go ahead and close our eyes and we can do a beautiful meditation. It's always nice to do these meditations because sometimes we get so busy throughout the day, even though it's a morning. I'm up at 4, so this is pretty much the middle of the day for me. And it's nice to be able to sit back and just take some deep breaths and to allow yourself to feel the nurturing inside and the love inside. And so as you take a deep breath, just notice where your thoughts are, if they are in silence or if they're in movement with chattering. And if so, just allow them to float away on these beautiful imaginary clouds. And as you take another deep breath and noticing your mind becoming more silent, you can drop your eyes into your heart. And just allow your heart to become more open and more loving and more nurturing and sound. And just imagine your heart becoming slightly bigger than your body, filling up with this beautiful and eternal love inside. And with each breath, this nurturing becomes stronger and stronger. And as you breathe all the way in, just allow that nurturing to go all the way up to your mind and all the way down to your base of your feet throughout the whole entire body. To be able to experience this beautiful internal love inside. And taking another deep, deep, deep breath. And just allow yourself to just let go of anything and everything besides this moment and the feeling of love inside. Peaceful, joyful. And prosperity, health, and vitality all filling you up. Take another deep breath and just allow yourself to just be very present with this experience. And when you're ready, you can just open your eyes and give yourself a nice big hug to allow yourself to feel this experience internally. I'll give you a few seconds to just allow yourself to settle in. Okay. So a couple of things that I want to announce, just to kind of get people, especially if you're new to the show, it's always fun when you're new to the show to experience the new beginnings of new things and new ways of looking at life. And so I wanted to a couple of events I'm going to be doing and to kind of share what they're about so that you can jump on board if this resonates with you. Newcomers, by the way, you get a special discount if you sign up. If it's your first time, you get 15% off anything, anything with regard to individual private sessions. So I offer online series to help people wake up more of their inner spirit and less of the duality of the conflicts that are going on in your life. And so it's always nice to be able to commit to your spiritual path. And if what I do resonates, it's a nice gift to give to yourself. I have an upcoming Love Frequency Meditation class. And it's a 3-week class to help to expand the mind and allow yourself to really experience what it feels like to be more in gratitude and less in fears and insecurities and worries. And then the second week, we talk about the heart and how to be able to bring more pampering and more nurturing into your beingness. And then the third week, we bring it all together and focus in on the body. And so each week, it also includes a channeled message. They are private classes, so it gives you the opportunity to be able to get these private channeled messages. And so that's kind of a nice little gift. And then only when it's approved, because I do tune in to make sure. I offer these special events, which encompasses activation sessions to help to wake up your inner spirit, a channeled message, and a meditation. And both the love frequency and the channeled messages, the special event, are on the events tab on the website at Angel Rose. A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, wix.com/love. And then I also have these relaxation products, and they include e-books and CDs or MP3s, and also MP4s for those that are committed to bringing more of that peacefulness inside and they would like to have some special products to help you do that. So there's one on awakening your inner spirit and balancing your chakras and stress reduction, which nobody has these days, little joke, opening your heart and your mind to gratitude and appreciation, and some other products. And so that's on the product store tab. And the last thing I want to talk about is the private sessions. For those that are interested in having more of a private session with regard to like angel messages, you can sign up for between 5 minutes and 60 minutes and activation sessions as well as private coaching with channeled messages and chakra alignments. And if you're new to this, if you click on the gift, you get 15% off. So it's a nice little gift to give yourself while you're experiencing some of your own spiritual journey and your own path. And so that's something I wanted to go over as well. And so if you have any questions on that, you're more than welcome to either text me on the chat box or email me on the chat box, probably a better way of saying it, or when I pick up the phone. And so I'm going to do some phone readings now. I don't have time to do everybody, so I just want you to know that if you are interested in having a guaranteed reading prior to the show, the next one is going to be moved to Tuesdays because I'm doing a class on Mondays, and so it's going to be at 12 noon on September 6th. If you do a donation and then you email me and say, I want to have a reading with your phone number, then you get the first slot as far as the pickings. And then with the remaining people, if I don't have time to do everybody in the reading, I do offer right after the show, if you make a donation, I could do a reading for you as well. And so all you have to do is go to the website, angelrose.wix.com. And on the bottom towards, if you scroll down, you'll see the Blog Talk donation tab. And then just let me know during the show, or I'll get an email and I'll check that throughout the show and see if there's anybody that did that, so that I make sure you get the attention for the for a donation-based reading, because otherwise you can either wait next month or you can do a private session. So this is my way of giving back as a gift to you. So again, that's Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, dot Wix, W-I-X, dot com, /love. And the call-in number, by the way, they changed it. So the guest, I think they changed it. The guest phone number is 347, maybe they didn't, they changed ours. It looks like yours is the same, 996-5068. And so after the reading, I always like to see if people are interested in getting involved in any of the classes or events that I'm offering. And so if you would let me know if that is of interest to you, you could just say yes. And if you're not ready or you require some more time, and you could just say not at this time, and then we'll just kind of go from there. Okay, so that's the only thing I do ask after I do the reading. All right, so I'm marking down the phone number. And so we're going to start off with, it looks like 646. So the way the readings work, if you're new, is to focus in on your heart. I do allow for one question just so I can try to get to as many people as I possibly can. And so if you could focus in on your heart and then say, I focus on the positives of everything, you know, the light. So keep your questions in the positive realm. And the only thing I'm going to ask is just your first name and the state you're calling from, and that'll help me to be able to tune in a little bit better. Okay, love, let's get started. It's going to be fun. Okay, so we're going to 646. Excuse me. All right, 646, what's your beautiful name?
Hello, my name is Tony, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
Are you Italian?
No, I'm actually not, no.
I was about to ask you, because Tony, you know, it's Italian. All right. It's always fun to get a guy because I don't get guys as often. It's kind of cool when you get a guy calling in. I'm like, all right. I get one guy and 25 gals. So what's your question, sweetie?
Yeah, just would like to know when you see employment coming up for me.
Employment? I had a question that came up. I don't know if it was coming from your spirit guides. Are you looking at a different area in your life as far as the type of work you're doing, or are you looking along the same line? Because I keep hearing a shift in the work.
I mean, you know, there's, I'm looking basically at something that was, just like, I guess for the money, although, you know, I'm working on stuff that's like on the passion, artistic side, but I wasn't actually like looking I guess, in that direction right now.
Okay, when you said the first one, and I'm going to say what I'm hearing. When you said the first one, I hear that there's a really great potential in September, and that one's really close to you. And then when you said the second, and then when you said the second one, and I got a date, and I don't get dates that often, but I heard something like October 13th. I have no idea what that means. It could be that some of the doors will start opening for you because that seems like it's more in the area of your passion.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I am hearing to tell you is that when it comes to the creativity side, you have a limiting belief around that that thinks you can't support yourself or make money around that. Is that about right?
I mean, I know I can. I was focusing on, the other side first. But, I know that the talent.
Good, because that's what I was hearing. Make sure you don't discount your amazing gift because you have it. And that's why I was getting the September with the money part first and then bringing in the other part in, which will start opening up in October, so you can have both. I don't know why October 13th keeps popping up. I'm just curious because I'm seeing it. Sometimes it's directly related. Sometimes it's just a symbol. Do you play music?
No, but I've been...
Because I see a guitar or some kind.
Yeah, like, I write, but and I write to music, and think in terms of like music and rhythm when I write. So, I think I probably do have, that musical inclination. I just haven't focused on that part.
Okay. Well, you have to start focusing on that. Cause I keep seeing this gentleman. Is it country music? What kind of music is it?
No. When I write to music, it's not like I'm actually like writing any sympathy. I'm actually just writing like scenes. Like I write like particular scenes, and I just use music to catch a mood. So, I can listen to any song to like help me generate that spark to like take me from beginning to end of a scene. So depending on the mood of the scene, is the music that I'll listen to. If that makes any sense.
Well, there's something there that you have a gift around because it kept coming up a lot. And so I would really explore, not so much right now financially because you're exploring it, but there's something there after you get a job and start making the money so you have more confidence in supporting yourself because obviously that takes priority right now. When you start focusing in on the creative side, I would look into something around this music because I keep seeing from your spirit guides that something around putting something together and actually people being interested in potentially even buying it from you. I just keep seeing like these sheets of music and there's something that you're not even aware you have this hidden gift, but the fact that I saw, like guitar and music coming up, I would definitely look into it because they're pointing it out really strongly.
Okay.
I want to make sure I'm clear that it's not something I would focus in on right now until after you get some work together. It's something that has to be like brought to your forefront and strengthened before you can kind of get out there and start promoting it. But there's definitely a passion. You're extremely creative, and you have these gifts that you haven't even touched on, and it's because you're wanting to really get into some areas to try to support yourself. This creative side of you really needs to be expressed because it opens up your heart and makes you feel really alive.
Mm.
And that's really important to you because you have an amazing, loving heart, and when you're expressing from that place, it's like a free spirit. You feel really free and alive. And that needs to be brought to the forefront and expressed so that you have this playful side of you that stays alive instead of shoving it in the closet and discounting it. You need to bring that out. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. Totally relate to that.
Yeah, Yeah, you are so gifted. And it's latent, meaning it's coming later in your life rather than earlier. I always kind of like, when I see people like you where things come out later, I'm always like, man, it should be now, not tomorrow. But, you know, it's like, it depends on how much time and attention you put on it. And when we have to support ourselves, sometimes it takes a little bit of a back burner, but don't put it all the way in the back, because you just have this phenomenal gift that it's worthy of expressing and so forth. So I'm going to go on to the next caller because of the time, but do you want me to contact you with regard to potential classes or readings, or do you feel complete?
I guess we can talk later, or you can contact me later just to, you know, let me know more about what you're saying.
Okay, cool. And did you get a chance to write down the website?
No, I did not.
Okay, may I give it to everybody on the phone call so that'll save a little time, and then you can write it down and then see if it resonates for you.
Sure.
So if you're – yeah, okay, sweet. It's Angel, angelroselove.wix.com/love. And is the number you called on the number I would call you on so I don't repeat it on the air?
That is correct.
Okay, honey. I want to wish you lots of love and success, and let me know how it goes, because, man, you are really on track. So keep me posted.
Definitely will do. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, 916, that's California. Is that Sacramento?
Yes, it is.
See, I know some area codes by array of the areas and so forth. Not all of Texas, but I definitely got California down. What's your name?
My name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. And just the state you're calling in, it helps me tune in.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, I already know the state is Sacramento. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Yes.
I'm not in my head right now. I'm out there kind of tuning in. All right, so what's your one question?
I had a panel interview on July 29th at a major medical insurance company for call center position, and I just checked online. It says I'm still under managerial review, and I also sent a nice note last Monday. Do you think I'll get hired and hopefully keep the job for several years?
Well, you know, those kinds of questions are always hard to answer only because of the free will of the other people involved. Although with that being said, and tuning into the angels, I saw so many stars. And whenever I see stars, that means lots of light. And that versus like if I didn't see it, it would be like the tendency would be more like you're not supposed to be there. And because I saw how you were talking about it, so much light and so many stars, and it just feels really positive. That means that there's a good potential. I'm kind of sensing from your spirit guides that there's one other person that they're looking at. And it almost feels like it's either a man or has a masculine energy. With that being said, they kind of have you as the first person, but they have to, under legality, interview everybody. So depending upon how this person interacts, it feels like you have a really greater chance of getting this job. And to be honest, I would be surprised if you didn't get it, because there's so much light around it.
Thank you.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, you have a beautiful voice, and you have an amazing presence. And it's very comforting. And so they look for things like that on a call center, very patient and very calming kind of a person. And you have that. And you obviously have a way of making people feel comfortable and, you know, sending a note and sharing gratitude to them. Those are the kinds of things that they look for when they want to bring on people, you know, for the call center.
It's amazing that you said that, because at my previous occupation in a major vision insurance call center, I had many calls and even supervisors say that I was very comforting on the phone.
You are. Yeah, you have a very warm, I'm reading energy versus personality, if that makes sense, because that's where my gifts are, is the energy behind the form of the of your voice, and it's very soothing, and that's why I would be shocked if you didn't get it. With that being said, and this is again what I just heard, is, you know, I don't know where it's coming from, but you have this really strong potential of moving into a management around that area with this company. It's not going to be right away, but you asked about whether you're going to be there for a while, and you don't have to take that, but there is that strong potential of you moving into that kind of a role because of the ability of your people skills being so strong. And,
well, thank you.
And so I would stay open to that possibility of having that and allowing yourself to experience it.
When I was face-to-face with the middle lady who is the hiring manager, a comment I made was that I can create harmony out of chaos. And I do have 15 years experience to offer.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, hands down, they'd be a fool not to bring you in, let's put it that way. It just feels like it's destined kind of a job, like you're destined, like it was orchestrated by your spirit guides to be in this job. Promise me you'll let me know if. Yeah, I really would love to hear.
Oh, I do.
Are you interested in having me I just want to look at the time and see what else real quick. But are you interested in having me contact you to get involved in any kind of things that I offer?
You know what? I am extremely interested, but I haven't pulled in a paycheck for quite a while. So
once you get your
downloading.
Job, you'll be interested. That'll be your motivation,
yes,
right?
Yes. And if hired, I would start the day after Labor Day on the 6th day of September.
Awesome.
And
yeah, definitely let me know.
I will. And interesting enough,
is this the number? Is this the number you called in on? Is that the number to check in with you?
Yes, that is my personal cell phone. That would be perfect.
Okay. Yeah, let me know how it goes. We only have a couple of minutes, so I'm so sorry. I don't mean to rush you off the phone.
Okay.
I just have to watch the time. But promise me you'll let me know how it goes. And I'm kind of excited because it really feels like a strong potential of getting this kind of a job. So I really – time just goes so fast. So many blessings on this. And I just know you got it in my heart. It just feels right. So – So I do apologize for the remainder of the callers. You know, we only do a half hour show and it goes really fast. So again, if you're interested in having a reading right after, I do ask people to do a donation because I'm, you know, after the show, or you could wait till next month and try to call in again, or you could do the donation prior to the show and that guarantees a spot. So those are kinds of other ways that you're being gifted rather than, you know, having to pay the private session rate. And so if that's of interest to you, just let me know. The next show is going to be on Tuesday. I moved it from Monday to Tuesday due to a class I'm teaching, and it's going to be on September 6th at 12 p.m. So mark your calendars and be able to jump in and experience this amazing experience. We only have less than a minute, so I'm just going to have you close your eyes and I really want you to focus in on the positives of life. Sometimes we get so caught up in on doubting or insecurity. I want you to just really focus in inside your heart and just really feel what it feels like to have, and both of the people I talk to, your jobs, your financial prosperity being met, the energy of it coming through. When you open your heart up and you see that energy of prosperity, you're opening up the energy doors of allowing these experiences to come into your life. So really feel confident that it's already done, that you've already got it, and that things are just flowing in alignment and you're deserving and you're worthy of it, and that you are an asset to whoever brings you in. That's what I want you to feel, and then put that energy out into the ethers and just stay really confident as you continue to breathe that. I wish you so much love and success. I look forward to hearing, and that's all. So the show's ended. Thank you so much. See you next month. Bye-bye.